Good evening, everybody. The Shiloh we're going to discuss tonight is one that's related directly to the Parsha, and it's one that at face value sounds a little bit strange. The question that I want to pose is, do I really deserve Shlishi? What does that mean? So let's see an interesting sugya. The Gemara writes in Makos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, obviously in this week's Parsha we discuss a lot about a person who gets out of Ir Miklat, who's going into the Ir Miklat, when he gets out, how long he has to stay, all the halachos, but one of the interesting halachas that we find is the Mishnah writes in Makos Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis the following: Rotzeach shegala le'ir miklato. You have a rotzeach, someone who kills b'shogeg, and he goes into the Ir Miklat as he's supposed to. V'ratzu anshei ha'ir l'chabdo. And now he shows up to shul the next morning. There's no halacha that once he's in the Ir Miklat he has to stay in his little corner in a cave and not look at anybody. So he goes to shul like everybody else. And now they want to give him shlishi. Knew there's a guest in town. Why not give him an aliyah? Or shishi, wherever you come from. So the Gemara says, Yomar lahem rotzeach ani. So he must respond to them that I am not allowed to take the choshev aliyah because I am a rotzeach.
What does it mean, a choshev aliyah?
Shlishi, that's what I said. Shlishi. You're chassidus shishi. Do you know that shishi?
By us, my rabbi, my rebbe,
okay,
used to take revi every Shabbos.
Okay, so they want to give him, so Adarab, so they want to give him revi. The Rebbe is aliyah.
No. He took Revi for that reason.
Yeah.
To show that there's no Kashida.
Okay.
His Rebbe was in the Pisaya.
Okay. Okay. So.
Crazy.
So basically.
What?
Okay. So basically.
Who said that?
So the Gemara says. It's not important. So basically, the Gemara says he has to say Rotzeach, honey. He has to say, I am a Rotzeach. Amrulo, so then the people say, no, Apal Pikein, why not take the aliyah anyway? You're right, you're a Rotzeach B'shogeg, you did something by mistake, but Lamaisa, we want to give you the aliyah anyway, you're visiting the shul. So says the Gemara, what happens in that case if they're insisting that he take the aliyah anyway? So says the Mishnah, Yikabel Mehem, he is allowed to accept the aliyah after he confesses that he is a Rotzeach B'shogeg. Says the Gemara, why? Because the Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, V'zeh Dvar HaRotzeach. And Chazal learned now from that Pasuk that V'zeh Dvar HaRotzeach means the Rotzeach has to be Medaber. The Rotzeach has to speak and tell everybody, I am a Rotzeach, I don't deserve the honor that you would like to give me. There is a Gemara which is along the same lines. The Gemara writes in Gittin Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says that we all know the halacha is in Shvius, in Shemitah, when a person owes money to somebody else. So Shvius Meshameta Sasachov. Shvius gets rid of the Chov. I don't owe the person any more money after Shvius is over. So is that really true? I really don't owe him, or it's just that I'm not allowed to go and collect the money from him? So the halacha really is that Klapi Shmaya, obviously I still owe him the money. Obviously I still have to pay. Just he is not allowed to come to me and collect the money as he would have otherwise before Shvius. So now, says the Gemara, what happens if the individual comes to me after Shemitah and he says, I would like to give you back the money? I know that I borrowed $10,000. I know that I'm not just using Shvius as a loophole. I'm not using it as a way out. I know I'm mechuyev to pay you. So says the Gemara, what happens if he comes to pay me the money? I'm machzer chov b'shvius. He comes to give back the money even though Shvius got rid of the chov. So says the Gemara, what's the halach in that case? Tzarech sheyomer l'mishamet ani. The person has to say with his mouth, he has to explicitly say, mishamet ani, you are not mechuyev to pay the money because Shvius says you're not mechuyev. And Vim Armalaf Apikin, if he says, look, I'm an honest man, I know I borrowed $10,000 from you, I know I'm a chuyiv to pay, then says the Gemara, Yikabel Heimanu. This is a direct parallel to this Mishnah, which also, we want to be mechabi the person and give him an aliyah. He has to say, I don't want it because I'm a rotzeach, and then if they insist, he's allowed to take it. Why? Because Zedvar HaRotzeach. Same over here. The person is not allowed to collect the money. If someone comes to him and puts the money in his face, he's insisting that I want to pay back my loan that I borrowed from you. So then he has to tell him, Mishametani, but if he insists, I give it back to him anyway. And why? Because it says, Zeh Devar HaShmita. It's the same exact parallel as this Mishnah has, Zeh Devar HaRotzeach, Zeh Devar HaShmita, which means you have to speak it out and say, Mishametani. Okay, so there's a Me'iri in Maseches Makos where the Me'iri writes an interesting Chiddush, that this idea that a rotzeach has to confess and tell the people who want to give him an aliyah, rotzeach ani, is because that's part of the tshuva process that he has to go through. Obviously, he didn't intend to kill somebody. The whole thing is by mistake. Person who does an aver b'shogeg, there is a way out for him. So over here, he kills somebody b'shogeg, we tell him, go to galus. Yet, the Me'iri writes, this is a chelik of the kapara for him. He still needs a kapara. He did something wrong, even though it wasn't intentional. Still, says the Me'iri, this is why the Gemara says he has to say rotzeach ani, is because that's part of the kapara, is to kill his ego, to push him down a little bit and make him understand that he's not a perfect person, that he did things wrong in his life. the Ravid Azov, one of the Achronim, quotes from the Mardechai, that the Mardechai assumes that if a person stam is walking in the street, I don't come into shul. They don't want to give me the third aliyah. But let's say I'm just walking in the Yer Mikla, nobody's asking any questions, do I have to stand up with a sign that says, by the way, I'm Rotzeach? Everybody should know I'm a Rotzeach. So the Ravid Azov quotes a Mardechai that no, a person does not have to do that because that's going above and beyond. Only if they want to be mechabed me, something that is not deserving, something that I'm not deserving of, they want to give me shlishi in the shul and it's something I don't deserve, so then I have to say Rotzeach ani. But a person doesn't have to solicit the information about himself before he's called up to be mechubad with any type of kavod. The question is, according to this Meiri over there in Makkos, it would seem that no, this is part of the tshuva process, that a person should actually embarrass himself. And in fact, one of the Rishonim on Chumash actually sounds like this as well, in Parsha Shoftim, that a person, actually, if he's in the Yer Miklat, he has a chiyuv to go ahead and parade on the streets and tell everybody, I did something wrong. So if you look in the Shari Tshuva to Rabbeinu Yonah and Shar Gimel, as well as in the Archos Tzadikim, both Musar Svarim write the same Yerushalmi Masechta Shviyas, which learns out a direct limud from this Mishnah and Makkos, the following din. Let's say you have a big Talmud Chacham who comes to a town, and this Talmud Chacham in the town where he was, he wasn't so chashuv. There were plenty of other Talmud Chacham. Now he goes out to the boondocks in the middle of nowhere. They've never met a Talmud Chacham in their lives. So the whole town comes out to greet him, and everyone says, oh, look at this Rashka Bahag, look at this Baki Bashas. So they think the example that the Yerushalmi uses is what happens if a Talmud Chacham goes to a town, and they think he's a Baki in two Masechtas, and he happens only to know one Masechta. He's not such a big Talmud Chacham. But the town thinks he is. So the Yerushalmi says, the same way the Rotzeach has to say, Rotzeach ani, I don't deserve the honor you're giving me, so to this Talmud Chacham, when he comes to a town, has to say, I am not worthy of all the kavod you're giving me, because you think I'm greater than I really am. That's the interesting halacha that the Yerushalmi learns out from there. And the Yerushalmi writes, he has to say, Lo shanisi rak mesechta echas. You think I'm such a bucky, I learned all of Shas. You should know, all I know is one little mesechta, I'm not such a learned person, I only know Shnai Mikra, I'm not so chashuv. So therefore, the town won't respect him as much as they originally anticipated in respecting him. Look in the Beis Halevi in his Hakdama to his Tshuvas. I have the Lashon here. He writes, Ra'isi chove ba'atzmi. The Beis Halevi writes in his honesty, in his humility, he says, Ra'isi chove ba'atzmi. I see it as a chove on myself, as a responsibility, lahodia l'rabim. I have a responsibility to tell everybody openly, to be honest about myself. Yam ki nitavina mipi chazal. He says, because Chazal saying this Yerushalmi in Shvius, that a person has to make sure everybody knows that he's not a greater Talmud Chacham than he really is. Yan hama'anim v'chiburi zet. He said, lest the person who reads my Shtiklof Torah, reads the B'tshuvas Beis Halevi, will think, yitu biharbi b'bkiyas v'charifus v'yadiyani ma'acharchi. A person's going to read this, he's going to think, woo, the Beis Halevi is the greatest person ever to step on the planet. Says, therefore, the Beis Halevi writes in the Hagdama, katonti me'hecha l'chaber chibur me'la'afitzim Yisrael. Everybody should know I'm not as great as he thinks. I'm not really the great Beis Halevi that you imagined, the person who was actually writing the Sefer. Rak hamari da'avua da'aba ahani li. It's just because I have such great ancestry, it's because I come from such a great lineage, that's why I sound like I know a lot, and I just happen to pick up a lot from my ancestors, from my father, my grandfather, but really, it's not my own. And he says that the Rabbanu Shalom will attest to it, the fact that I'm not as great a Talmud Chacham as people are accusing me to be. If you look by this story of Eliezer Eved Avram, when he goes to find a wife for Yitzchak Avinu, so the Psukim say that Eliezer makes a point to say, Eved Avram Anochi. Hi everybody, I am the Eved of Avram. Why is that so important? Why doesn't he just say, I'm looking for a Shidduch, there's someone by the name of Yitzchak, I happen to know them, and that's what I'm here for. So the Mefarshim point out, one of the Achronim writes that the Pshat over here is, that the Medrash writes that Eliezer looked exactly like Avram Avinu. So here he is, Eliezer shows up to the town, and the whole town comes out. Oh, you hear the news, Avram Avinu came, Avram Avinu's in town. Everybody heard of Avram Avinu, so they come, they make a whole parade, a whole big sudas mitzvah, because Avram Avinu came to town. And now Eliezer is chopping a lot of anah, because he's getting a lot of kavod that's not deserving of him. So therefore Eliezer gets up, in his honesty, based on this Yerushalmi, Eliezer gets up and he says, Eved Avram Anochi, you should know, I'm not the real person, I'm not the real Avram Avinu, I'm just the Eved Avram, I'm not the real guy, I'm not deserving of all of this honor that you're giving me. Either way, so the Yerushalmi writes over here that the same way by Rotzeach, he has to say in the Yer Mikla, when they want to give him an aliyah, he has to say Rotzeach ani. So too, the Yerushalmi writes at Talmud Chacham, if they think that he's more chashuv than he actually is, he also has to say, I am not as great a Talmud Chacham as you think. So the Maharit, this is quoted in the Stechemet and another Acharonim, the Maharit writes that he doesn't quite understand this Yerushalmi. What exactly is the issue? If the issue is Genevas Das, he says, you look in the Sugya of Genevas Das, which is in Chulin Daf Tzadi Dalid. So the Gemara tells us, let's say, what's the issue of Genevas Das? Means I say something, whereby I'm tricking others to believe something that is not really so. But over here, did I say anything? I happen to show up to town. Your village happens not to ever have met a Talmud Chacham, so you don't know that I'm really a nobody. You don't know that all I know is Chumash Rashi. So why is it my fault? That's not an Isser Gnevas Das. I haven't tricked anybody. I haven't said anything wrong. I haven't done anything that would indicate that I'm greater than I am. So the Ma'arid is not sure what's pshat in this Yerushalmi. What's the issue? Why does a Talmud Chacham have to confess that he's in fact not as great a Talmud Chacham as people might think he is? So let's look, if you look a little bit in the Rishonim, about what the Isser of Gnevas Das is all about. Some Rishonim write an astounding Chiddush that when it comes to the Isser of Gnevas Das, it's really a portion, it's a chelik of the Isser of Lo Signo. It's real Gneva. Why? So some Rishonim explain, and this is really based on a Tosefta, because the Tosefta writes, Shiva Ganavim Heim. There are seven types of Ganavim, and the first one they write is Gonav Das Abrius. Why? Why is that part of Gneva? What am I doing? I'm not really stealing. People are just having a misconception. So what's this all about? So the Rishonim explain, some Rishonim write like this, that the Pshat is because if I trick people into believing something, I'm Gonav Das Abrius, people are going to actually, in turn, give me something that I actually don't deserve. Let's say I trick people into thinking that I am someone chashuv. So when it comes to the supermarket, they're going to let me skip the line. When it comes to the gas station and there's a long line, someone's going to say, go ahead, get a drink first, do this first, do that first. They're going to give me something that's really not deserving of me. I'm actually stealing from other people. If it's something that you're actually worthy of getting, okay. But if it's something that you're not, so then that's Gnevas Das. That's what many Rishonim write, and that's the Yireim Kamsis, part of the Isra of Gneva, Lo Signov. The Yireim writes that this is chelek of that Isser. However, others learn in the Rambam that the Rambam seems to say, no, this is not part of Lo Signov. If you look in the Rambam, he doesn't quote these halachas of Gnevas Das in Hilchos Gnevo Gzela. The Rambam rather quotes this in Hilchos Deus. And the Rambam writes very clearly, both in the Pirush HaMishnayos as well as in the Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam writes very clearly that the whole issue of Gnevas Das is that a person should always be Echad Bepev, Echad Velev, he should always be one. The way he speaks and the way he actually acts, the way he is inside is the way he should be outside. A person should train himself that he should never be Gonav Das Abrius, because it's something that a person has to get used to in everything he does. So if that's the way the Rambam understands it, so the Mabit asks over here, the Maharit, why is it that we have a concern? If people are being Mechabit at Talmud Chacham, what's the concern? The Talmud Chacham isn't doing anything wrong. He's just simply showing up to a community. They happen not to know really who he is, but they think he's greater than he is. So what exactly is the major issue of a Talmud Chacham accepting the Kavod that's not really Roy to him? So I asked this question to one of my rabbis, Rav Mordechai Kalbach, so he suggested the following. It's a beautiful suggestion, and he said, he thinks really both of these halachas, number one halacha of Rotzeach Ani, that a person in the Ir Miklat has to say I'm a Rotzeach, and halacha number two, that a Talmud Chacham has to tell everybody he's not as great as they think, these have nothing to do with Gnevas Das. Because in fact, if you look in the Sugya and Chulin Daf Tzadi Dalid, the Gemara says, if the people are tricking themselves, I'm not tricking them. They decided on their own something that's not really so. I'm not in violation of Gnevas Das. It's only if I actively trick somebody. But if the guy is tricked on his own, that does not fall under the category of Gnevas Das. So he suggests the following. When it comes to Rotzeach, the reason why Rotzeach has to proclaim Rotzeach Ani is because, like the Meiri said, that's a chelik of his tshuva. That's part of the process. A person did something horrible. A person was responsible for killing someone, although it was b'shogig, albeit he's not chayiv, but still he needs some sort of kapar. So therefore, when it comes to the halacha of Rotzeach, we must make sure that as part of the tshuva process, the person proclaims, Rotzeach Ani, I'm not fitting to get the third aliyah, I'm not fitting to get any type of kavod in the Ir Miklat. What's the din by a Talmud Chacham? What's the story? What's so bad about getting a little bit of kavod that I don't actually deserve? So if you look in the Sugya of Psachim Daf Chavav, the Gemara seems to say, Kol Mar Bereach Ein Behem Mishum Me'ila. Something which is not a tangible hana'ah is not really called an Isser hana'ah. So what's wrong? Someone gives me a little extra kavod, what are you going to pin that on? What's wrong? Kol Mar Bereach, if something is not tangible, if it's just a voice, if it's just a smell, if it's just a sight that I'm enjoying, or if it's just a little bit of kavod that I'm getting, what can possibly be wrong with that? What's so terrible about getting a shtickle kavod from the Torah? So if we look in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, so the Mishnah seems to tell us that although there's no tangible hana'ah that a person gets when he takes kavod, still says the Mishnah in the fourth parak in Pirkei Avos, Udishtamesh Betaga Chalaf. A person who uses the Torah to get his own kavod, a person who uses it to get honor, that is something which is unacceptable, and in fact the Mishnah says he'll be Chayiv Misa. Why is he Chayiv Misa? So the Bartanur over there explains, because the same way by Hekdish, the same way if a person uses something that belongs to Hekdish, he's Chayiv Misa. So too over here, a person who uses the Torah, a person who's using it to his own benefit, a person who's using it in order to gain a little bit of kavod, he is chayav misa. What's that all about? So the Maharal on his Pirush and Avos explains, because the Torah is a chelav of Kedushas Elokis, he writes. It's a chelav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And since the Torah is a chelav of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so the same way if you use Hekdish, which belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, chayav misa, so too if I use the Torah in a way, even though kol ma'av ha'reach eimeh mishim e'ilah, and generally the rule is that it's not considered a violation, it's not an isra anav, it's not tangible. Still over here, since it's talking about the Torah, which is really a chelak of Elokus, it's a chelak of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, therefore we're more machmer, and we assume that it's like being nenam in a hektish mamish. So, in fact, the Gemara says a fascinating story in the Nedarim Daf Samach Dalit, Samach Beis. The Gemara says that Reb Tarfon one time was going, there was a field that had free grapes, they were hefker. So the Gemara says Reb Tarfon went, he takes a few grapes, and the Bala Sada comes out, and he thinks Reb Tarfon is a ganav. He thinks Reb Tarfon stole the figs, or stole the grapes. He thought he took it from a different tree. So he goes and he takes Reb Tarfon, the Gemara says he takes him on his back, and he's walking with him to the river, and he's about to throw Reb Tarfon into the river to drown him, because he's angry that this guy came and stole him his field. So Reb Tarfon made a comment, as he's being walked to the river, as he's about to die, so Reb Tarfon says, Oilo the Tarfon shezeh hargo. Nebuchadnezzar Rachmanis, that Reb Tarfon's going to be killed by this Baal HaKerem who got angry because of something I didn't do. So the guy almost faints, and he says, oh, this is Reb Tarfon on my back, he can't believe what he's doing. And obviously he drops Reb Tarfon right away, puts him down, and he runs away. He's so embarrassed from what happened. And the Gemara records that Reb Tarfon was afraid the rest of his life, he was upset that he was mishtamish b'kavod HaTorah in order to save his own life. Even though it was an issue of pikuach nefesh, the Gemara says you're not allowed to use the kavod of the Torah for your own private purposes. Reb Tarfon, although he was deserving of the kavod, which is not like we're saying, even though he was deserving of the kavod, still, for a person to use the kavod HaTorah is not something that should be taken lightly. And therefore over here, in fact, the Yerushalmi learns over here, just as we learn by Rotzeach, that a person has to be very careful. If they're mechabed you in a way that you're really not deserving of the kavod at all, one has to be extra sensitive and extra careful when it comes to that, and make sure to tell people, set the record straight, that he's not as great as he thinks he is. That all being said, we should make sure to mention the story about the Divrei Chaim, the sons of Rav, where they once invited a Talmud Chacham to the city of the sons of Rav, and the sons of Rav got up and he gave a gamza drasha and he said, this guy is such a big, this Talmud Chacham is so incredible, and if only you would know how great he is in his own city, and now he came to us, what a kavod for our community. So the person got up right away, he was a little bit embarrassed that the Divrei Chaim is giving him a gamza drasha, so he says, I just want to respond by saying that Yerushalmi says in Shviyas that a person is not allowed to respect one more than really he deserves. The Talmud Chacham really can't accept any more honor than he's really deserving. He says, I want everybody to know I'm not as great a Talmud Chacham. The Yerushalmi says, I have to tell everybody, I only learned one Masechta, I didn't really learn two Masechtas. So the Divrei Chaim is telling everybody I'm so great, I'm really not so great. So Divrei Chaim got up after him and he said, you're right, but if only the community would understand how much covered a person who learns one Masechta is deserving, then I would be able to stop talking. But we don't even understand how much we're supposed to be respecting one who even learned one Masechta. That's what the Divrei Chaim said. You're right, the Yerushalmi says you shouldn't be getting more kavod than you actually deserve. However, if we would actually be giving that kavod, that would be one thing. But he says, if only Klal Yisrael understood how amazing, how incredible the Torah is, how much we're mechuyev to respect a person who even learns one Masechta of Torah, then that would be a discussion to begin. But the Divrei Chaim says we should be careful. With this Yerushalmi in mind, even with the Yerushalmi in mind, we should still be careful that we're mechabed the Talmid Chacham as much as we possibly can. Everyone should have a wonderful evening.